Kate Weir Dance began their residency at Hobart and William Smith Colleges last Friday. I visited the dancer and choreographer Sunday afternoon as she was working with two of her company dancers in advance of an open rehearsal that evening.
Yeah!
That was a little stupid, then.
You know what? That's going to work, actually.
The company's residency gives them an opportunity to explore their own work. The residency at the colleges also brings the company into the classroom.
There's this wonderful inner-outer dynamic in these kinds of residencies that I think sometimes for professional companies, you know, we're very hard on ourselves. Like, professional companies are competitive. It's a competitive world. We're very driven. We work extremely hard. All dancers do. And I think that sometimes working with students who are aspiring, it helps bring a kind of ease and more compassion into the room, even within the company's rehearsals. So that can be a nice dynamic.
The Kate Weir Dance Residency culminates with a performance of the company's newest work, Marksman, which had its premiere last summer and premiered in New York City in November. It's been well received, and Weir describes it as being something of a departure from previous work. She drew inspiration from the book Zen and the Art of Archery. She also found inspiration in her own life.
I think being a sort of stubborn, intense, very willful choreographer for 10 years had brought me to this point that coincided with my first company turning over, my sort of first family company, sort of, you know. And I was exploring how much I actually did have control, or how much control was an illusion in my life. And then I got pregnant and realized it's an utter illusion.
The Kate Weir Dance performance of Marksman happens in the Deming Theater in the Guerin Center for the Performing Arts on the Hobart and William Smith Colleges campus tonight at 7:30. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.